Since about 6 weeks ago, there has been an intense amount of interest in the story of Megan Meyer, the 13-year-old girl in Darden Prairie, Missouri, who committed suicide a year earlier in October of 2006. The stories have been going around about a MySpace page that had been posted with a fictitious 16-year-old boy by the name of Josh Evans, and Josh and Megan sending messages back and forth. And then it turned ugly towards the end. And that website is to blame, in some people's minds, for what Megan did to herself. Tina and Ron Meyer have talked about this quite a bit. They were on Charlie Brennan's show a few weeks ago here on KMOX. And the story has gotten an enormous amount of press. A woman who lives just a few doors down from the Meyers, by name of Lori Drew, has become the target of a lot of attention from a lot of people because of her alleged involvement in putting that website up, that MySpace page up, and allegedly sending some of those messages as well. People have been targeting the Drew house and Lori Drew's business ever since then. On Monday, Jack Banas, the prosecuting attorney in St. Charles, was on this show explaining why he was not filing criminal charges. And among his explanations was that he did not have proof that anyone, Lori Drew or anyone else, had specifically done the things that are alleged to have been done to the point where they intended to do it, and that he could prove in front of a jury that what they had done was what was responsible for Megan Meyer's death. James Briscoe is the attorney for the Drew family, who just emailed us a statement on this matter minutes ago, but rather than me just reading it to you, I've asked him to join us here live this afternoon on KMOX. Hi, James. How are you?
I am doing fine. And actually, it was my understanding you were going to go ahead and read the statement, which is fine with me if you want to do that.
All right, I will. This week, prosecuting attorney Jack Banas issued his report concerning the death of Megan Meyer. His investigation included a review of all reports of law enforcement agencies involved with this case and interviews with several of the individuals involved. During this investigation, the Drew family has not commented to the media. Now that the investigation is concluded, we wish to issue this statement. First and foremost, the Drew family mourns the death of Megan every day. They previously expressed their sympathies to the Meyer family, but the Meyers have made it clear that they do not wish to speak to the Drews, and they have honored the Meyers' request. Contrary to statements reported in various news media around the nation in recent weeks, Lori Drew did not create or direct anyone to create the Josh Evans MySpace account. Although she was aware of the account, Lori Drew never sent any messages to Megan or to anyone else using this MySpace account. The MySpace account was in place for approximately 29 days. It is undisputed that all messages sent were positive until the last 24 hours. Lori Drew was not aware of any mean, nasty, or negative comments made by anyone against Megan until after Megan took her own life. In fact, the first negative message was sent by a teenager from another residence, and several other negative comments were made by other teenagers at different locations. The negative comments that were sent by the teenage girl at the Drew's residence occurred when Lori was not home. Lori Drew has been a high-profile target of extreme criticism for things she did not do. This has caused considerable damage to the reputation of the Drew family, both in our community and across the nation. The avalanche of criticism forced Lori to discontinue the advertising business she has had in the St. Charles County area for the past 9 years. Lori is saddened that businesses that advertise with her company have been harassed in ways that have impacted them both professionally and personally. The Drew family is also sorry that their family, friends, and neighbors have had to endure the stresses associated with the harassment directed toward the Drews. There are many accusations that various members of the Drew family have created websites or are participating in internet blogs regarding this matter. The Drews have not and will not participate in any website or blog regarding this matter. Any internet message that purports to be a member of the Drew family is being managed by an imposter and undoubtedly is being done for the purpose of further damaging the Drews' reputation. That is the Drew family statement as issued a little while ago by James Briscoe, Lori Drew's attorney. Anything you want to add to that, James?
I think that covers most of the issues very succinctly. And if you had any questions, though, that's why I came on to any questions you may have to
okay.
follow up.
I do have a couple. In here you say that Lori Drew did not create or direct anyone to create the Josh Evans MySpace account.
That is correct.
And then it says, although she was aware of the account. Tell me what that role was there and what the idea was behind this and why they even started this ball rolling.
Okay. And you'll have to excuse me. At times, we don't want to be throwing out accusations at other people and get these some other girls the harassment that the Drews have been experiencing. So I will be vague at times just because I don't want to be naming names or pointing the finger at other people.
All right.
I think that's been done. So anybody who's been following, I think they're probably going to know these things, but I'm still not going to participate in pointing the finger.
Okay.
Except that to answer your question, though, she was aware that there were other people who had created the account, and they were, they had told her this was just for the purpose of finding out why or if mean messages mean things were being said by Megan against Ms. Drew's daughter, and they said nothing mean, nothing against her, as we put in the statement, and that's in fact nothing mean or was said for up until the very end. And that during that time, Lori wasn't there when the mean things were said. She wasn't even aware that the mean things were said until after Megan had taken her own life.
Was Mr. Drew involved in any way?
Oh, absolutely not. He did not. He was not participant in any manner. I think there was in the Jack Banas report. It did say that one of the girls had said he was present in the house, but that was different part of the house. Didn't even know anything was going on. He was never, he didn't know anything about what was going on with the account. Other, he had vague that something vaguely about some MySpace, but he didn't know the specifics or what was the situation.
Okay, so as I understand it, then the idea of putting up this bogus Josh Evans personality on a MySpace page was to draw Megan out and find out what she was saying about the Drew's daughter. That's what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay. Obviously, they're not doing that because they just are taking a shot at a dartboard here. There obviously had to be bad blood before that led them to that. Is that the case?
I don't know if bad blood is the right word. They just certainly had, that there was information that was... that there were bad things were being said. Things were rocky. I wouldn't say bad blood. I think is overstating it, though.
Did Lori post any of the things that were put on that MySpace page?
No.
Were all of the things that were put on that MySpace page therefore done by someone who's not a family member?
I believe so.
And we keep hearing about this 18-year-old girl who lived at the Drews. Was she kind of a nanny at the house?
No, that is not correct, that she did not live at the Drews. She was there. She would help out around the house during the days, help her with kind of some things that she would need with her advertising business, but she did not live with them.
Okay. There are other questions that people have emailed me and asked me about this account, and I'm trying not to go past that line that you're kind of drawing here.
Sure.
And I understand why you don't want to name names here,
right?
As an attorney, and also because you're involved with the Drew family as their representative here. But I am curious about the relationship that the Drews and the Myers had, and what it was that drew this line between the two of them, that built this chasm between the two of them, where the adults couldn't talk to each other.
And I'm not aware of any huge chasm, other than I don't think anybody believed that the anything with this MySpace account would come about, anything bad was going to really come about of it. It was this was completely unforeseen what happened with this matter. Because like I said before, there was not until the very, within the last, several hours before Megan had taken her own life, there was nothing mean being done on the MySpace account. There was nothing, there were no name calling, there was nothing of that nature.
Are the Drews going to stay there?
They have made no plans to move, but they have not said that they're going to, you know, that they would refuse to move either. It's just that's something that's not a, moving is not a something that can be made and you do in the next week. So that hasn't even been addressed.
And Lori Drew, does she still have the business even though she's gotten all this negative reaction?
No, she closed up the business a few weeks ago. Once this came out, the story came out. She was, you know, her advertisers were being targeted, you know, in various manners by you know members, you know, at least one member of the Meyer family would go, you know, personally went to the business, one of the businesses, and was saying who, you know, telling them what she believed Lori did in this occasion, and there was just they got other harassments from other sources, and so Lori just decided to close the business down because it wasn't going to work.
As an attorney, do you think that the mayor of Darden Prairie was jumping the gun on trying to get some sort of cyberbullying legislation passed at the municipal level without knowing all of the facts?
Well, I mean, you're passing a law, you're not passing it on a specific instance. So,
And it wouldn't be retroactive to this case, obviously.
Correct. And I've never seen what the actual wording of the ordinance is, so I don't know if it's something that is, you know, is covering something that's not already covered under the statutes, or if it's something that's going to be constitutional. I mean, I know in the past the Supreme Court has struck down different regulations against the internet. So I don't know. I haven't seen the wording of it, so I don't even know whether it's going to be effective or even constitutional or necessary.
Are the Drews contemplating civil action against anyone or anybody?
I've not had any conversations about suing anybody with them.
Do you know if the Meyers have filed anything against the Drews?
To my knowledge, they have not filed anything against the Drews.
And the last thing I got to ask you about is the last paragraph of the Drew family statement here, which talks about various internet websites, and in particular, there's a blog that I became aware of earlier this week, and I didn't do anything with this because I was unsure of who it really was, but there's a website that I'm sure you know about now.
Correct.
Called Megan Had It Coming, and it has a blog entry that says, I'm Lori Drew.
Correct.
That is not Lori Drew?
That is not Lori Drew, and we've contacted Google and to try to get them to take that off, and that's why this statement, for the end of the statement, not only is that website or blog not accurate, there is anything out there that claims to be Lori Drew is not Lori Drew.
James, I appreciate your time today. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
James Briscoe, who's the attorney for Lori Drew and the Drew family. We're going to put that Drew family statement up on both KMOX.com and my website, harrisonline.com, and you can judge it for yourself along with his words here today.